The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parsha's Kisiso. In this week's Parsha, we have the entire episode of the Egel Azov, the golden calf, which was one of the greatest setbacks in the history of Klal Yisrael and of the world. The story is clearly spelled out in the Parsha that when Moshe went up to receive the Torah and then he remained there 40 days, the people thought that he was late in returning. They had miscalculated by a calculation of a half a day. And then there were those that panicked. The Chazal tell us it was basically the aid of Rab, the mixture of other peoples that had come in with them when they left Mitzrayim, Egypt. And here they were in the desert all alone. And they felt leaderless. And they decided they have to make their own leader. And they made the Egel Azov, the golden calf. They turned to Aveira Zora, to idolatry, which is the Aveira Chamura, the most serious of the Aveira. And firstly, in its own right, it was a very, very serious avera. But secondly, the timing of it was right at the time when they received the Torah. The Chazal referred to this as kekalish shezinza b'seichu posa, like a kala that committed adultery during the time of the chasana. And Moshe became angry and he broke the luchais, the tablets, and then he judged the people, and then he punished many of them, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give up the nation entirely and he would make a new nation from Moshe, and Moshe went up for another 40 days and then a third 40 days to ask for forgiveness, an atonement, kapora, and finally on Yom Kippur he came down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had forgiven the nation, and he came down with the Luchai Shniyais, with the second tablets. How all of this could have happened to them, and at this time, and after seeing so many miracles and the Gevuras Hashem, the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this we are not going into this evening. We've gone into this a number of times in accordance to the explanations of the Chazal, of our sages. And we explained it very well. And if someone is interested, he can get those shiurim on tape. But what I would like to go into this evening is the Satan and the Yetzer Hara played a very, very great hand in this. And from here we see, it is true, there were other factors in action here, but from here we see the great power of the Satan and of the Yetzer Hara. And a person has to be aware of this. He has to try to understand a bit. What is this Yetzer Hara and Satan? So this is what I would like to go in this evening. The Gemara tells us in the first parak of Baba Basra, Daf Tes Zayin Amad Aleph, Omar Reb Shimon Malokish, who Satan, who Yetzer Hara, who Malach HaMavis. And actually this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, and the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death. They all come from a similar force. And they're all mishtatif. They enjoy a partnership in trying to achieve a common task, a common goal. But here, from here, we see what we're dealing with. The Sotan and the Malacham Avos. And the Maral explains in the Chidushim to the Agodas there, what is the common factor amongst all three of these? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created what is known as the Metzius, a reality. And that reality was man with his task to serve Hashem. The common factor of these three is they are just contrary to the real reality. And they are totally against that what is a real reality. And they strive to destroy this. The Yetzer Hara is constantly trying to lead man astray, to lead him away from his task in this world to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And actually, he is referred to as being almost part and parcel of man. He's very close. He's the closest of these three. He's almost a force from within. And then you have the Shotan, which is a force from without. He stands up all of the time to try to destroy the Metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created as the real reality in this world. Man who should serve him. And he constantly stands in the way. Actually, even the word Satan refers to something or some force that is constantly against me. The Malach HaMoves, the angel of death, he's totally against man. Where his duty in this world is to bring death to man, which is the Beetle Lagamri, the total destruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzius, his reality, what he created here. So these are these forces, and they manifest themselves. It's a single force, but it manifests itself in three different ways. It's a single force that is out to eradicate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers the goodness of the Metzius of the reality, where he could a man to serve him. And one manifestation of this is from Bifnim, from within the man, where the Yetzer Hara comes to mislead him, lead him astray. We'll see later on how far he's prepared to go. And then there is the keach, the power of the Shotan, from without of man, outside of man, that stands up to be contrary against him, to stop him in his quest for goodness in this world. And then there is the Malach HaMoves, which totally wants to destroy man. The Gemara brings in Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Omed Beis, Tana Rabbanon, Koshi Yetzer Hara, Shafilu Yetzrei Korei Ra. See how difficult the Yetzer Hara is, when even if its creator called him Ra, evil. Where do we find this? After the flood, in Parshas Noach, in Perek Ches, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Hashem said, "Vayorach Hashem es reyach ani chayach, vayeme Hashem el liboy." This was after he saved Noach and his family, and Noach went and made sacrifices for Hashem. And then Hashem smelled the good aroma coming from the sacrifices. He said, "Le'osiv lekalal eides ha'adomah ba'avur ha'odom." I will no longer curse the earth in this way that I have cursed it because of man. Ki yetzer lev ha'odom ra min urav. Because the yetzer, this which I have created in the heart of man, is ra, is evil. Min urav, from his very youth. And therefore, la'osiv od lahakos es kol chai kasher osisi. And therefore I will no longer, not again will I destroy all of life on the earth as I have done this time. Rashi brings here, it says min urav, from his youth, but there lacks a vov. It should state min urav with a vov. Because it lacks a vov, you can read it mishin, not as a word of n'urav, but ne'orov, min shenina, to move. So Rashi brings the drosh of Chazal, min shenina lotzeis mimei imai nitan be yetzohora. When does the yetzohora enter the person? As soon as the child starts to move out of the womb, to depart from the womb and come into this world, the Yetzer Hara enters the person's heart. Min urav, al tikri min urav ela mishenina, lot says mimei imai nitan by Yetzer Hara. From here we see a number of things. Firstly, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself calls the Yetzer Hara ra, evil. From here we see that it's just contrary to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, because what is the antithesis to Ra? Tov, the ultimate of good. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate of good. As the Gemara brings many times, as it states, Tov Hashem lakol, v'rachma v'kol ma'asov. It's a pasuk in Ashrei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to everyone and has compassion on all of his creatures. So we see that the Yetzer Hara is totally the antithesis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see it's the antithesis of the Torah also, because the Gemara says that the Torah is the ultimate of goodness, as it states, Ki lekach tov nosati lochem, Torothi al ta'azovu. I am giving you something which is ultimately the ultimate of goodness. So that's the first thing we see. Second thing we see, that it's placed, it enters into man as soon as man enters into this world. In other words, there is no time when man lives without it. Mishenina lotzeis, as the child starts to break away from the womb of his mother, then the Yetzer Hara enters. The Chazal say that the Yetzer Tov, the force of goodness, that only goes into him when he's bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. This is why Shlema HaMelech in Keheles refers to the Yetzer Ra as a Melech Zokin. He's an old king. Shlema HaMelech speaks about a city that two kings tried to capture. And one was an old king and one was a young king. And this is the heart of man. He has two kings that are trying to capture it, the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov. But the Melech Zokin, the old king, is the Yetzer Hara, because he was there far before the Yetzer Tov came. And there's a very, very keen observation from the Medrash Zohar. But the Medrash says, why is it that a child is born, you have to guard him from fire, from water? You can't leave him next to a fire because he'll touch it, he'll burn himself. You can't leave him next to a swimming pool because, heaven forbid, he'll go into it. But an animal, you don't have to. An animal's born, he'll run away from the fire. He'll run away from the swimming pool. Why is it? The answer is because the Yetzer Hara has entered into the person, not into the animal. And the Yetzirah, as we will see in a minute, is out to, we said, what is his task? His task is to destroy man. He's the Satan, he's the Malach HaMavos. And therefore, if you don't guard the little baby, a little child, it'll drive him into, heaven forbid, destruction. The Gemara says weiter, further, Ve'elechet Shukosei. There's a posuk in Bereishis Dalet, posuk Dalet. This is what Hashem says to Cain after Cain killed Hevel, and Cain wanted to know, look, what can I do? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there's the Yetzer Hara, the power of evil. He's entered into you. Eilecha Chukosei. The Gemara brings one of the greatest chukas. But the chukka is a passion. One of the greatest passions in the world is the passion the Yetzer Hara has for man. Eilecha Chukosei. The Yetzer Hara has a passion to drive man into oblivion. But, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Cain, Ba'ata tim shobai. Not like criminals want to say, what can I do? Ata tim shobai. You are stronger than the Yetzer Hara. You can conquer him. If you didn't conquer him, that means because you didn't want to conquer him. Rashi brings in that posuk, Tomit sheikek umishave lachashilcha. The Yetzer Hara has an enormous passion all of the time, where he sheikek umishave to trip you up, to destroy you. But atotim sholbay in tirtze. If you want, he's gabar alov. You can conquer him. You can overpower him. If you don't, you'll fall into his hands and he will destroy you. And on this, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok said, Yitzchok shall order mechadish eilov b'chol yom. He brings another posuk. This is in the end of Bereishis of Vov. At the end of Bereishis in Perek Vov posuk hey. Right before the Mabel, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu states, Vayinochem Hashem ki osas ha'odem boretz, v'yizatzev eliboy. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset because he had created man. So what does it say? It says, Vayar Hashem ki rabo rovos ha'odem boretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the many sins of man and the evils of man in the land, b'chol yetzer machshavos libay, and all of the thoughts of his heart, because of the yetzer hara, rak ra kol hayom, was only for evil every day. So Rabbi Yitzchok dashens from here that Omer Rabbi Yitzchok yitzay shalad mechadish elov b'chol yom, every day. The Yetzer Hara comes at the person. But he doesn't just come at the person. I mean, if he would come with the same strategy every day, so eventually we would get used to his strategy. Every day he comes with something new, a new strategy that you hadn't heard before. As it states, Rak Ra Kol Hayom, he is only interested in evil every day. Further it states there, Reb Shim ben Lokish says, Yitzrei shaloda misgaber olav b'chol yom. The Yetzer Hara comes to overpower the person every day. Umevakesh lahamisoi. And he wants to kill him. Now this might seem a little radical, but we have to remember, Who are Yetzirah, who are Son, who Malach HaMavis? They're coming from the same force. The Yetzirah shall Adam is Mizgaber Allah Bechol Yem. Umavakesh Hamisod. And he wants to kill him. As it states in Tehillim Lamed Zayin, Tzoferosho Tzadik, Umavakesh Lahamisod. The Rosha spies out where the righteous is. And then he waits for him. And then he tries to kill him. Now from all of this we see the enormous power that he has and his motives. Unfortunately, many people would want to say, oh no, you're talking too extreme. What do you mean the Yetzirah every day wants to kill you, he wants to destroy you, well what? Yeah? Can't be getting a little too carried away from these things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. But this is rubbish, first class. Because this is what happens all of the time. Do you know there are literally millions and millions of people being killed every year by wars in the world? What are the who's causing the wars? What are the motives of the wars? Is there any good motives in the wars? What is causing the wars? Kina, jealousy. Chemdes hamamon, desire for wealth. Taivas haguf, physical desires. Covet, quest for honor. Empire building. Here I'm showing you in the last 100 years you can't count how many hundreds of millions of people were killed, were murdered. And you're telling me this is radical. And take a look at all the crime in the world. What drives a person to crime? And take a look of how many people destroy themselves with drugs. How many people destroy themselves on the roads? How many people destroy themselves with liquor? And on and on and on and on. It's not even talking about how many people destroy themselves spiritually. I'm talking physically. Physically, the world has been consumed with killing themselves and killing others ever since it was created. Non-stop. Bedrash says, in the first day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, Cain killed Hevel. Maybe it wasn't on the first day. A day or two later. Now where is this coming from? This is coming from Zeha Yetzirah, who has Satan, who Malach HaMavis. From the first hour that man was created, he and woman, they rebelled against Hashem. They brought death to the world. So anybody who says this is just living in a world of fiction. But this is the reality. And the Maral says, what does it mean that he's mechadesh b'chol yom? That every day he comes with a new strategy. It says, Ein chodesh tachas ha-shemesh. There is nothing new under the sun. How could it be every day he's coming with something new? Something that wasn't here before. So there he says, from this he says, you see that it's not, his power is not from this world. It's a keach elyon. His power comes from another world. The Chazal said that when Shlomo HaMelech said, Ein chodesh tachas ha-shemesh, there is nothing new that hasn't been beneath the sun. He was talking about this world, the physical world, which is beneath the sun. But l'mala min ha-shemesh, higher than the sun, there can be a lot of things that are new. And this is where the Yetzirah is bringing his power from. Now, people don't want to see this realistically. Many times you talk to a parent, you better take your son into hand, because this is the way the Yetzer Hara works. He works, tells you to do a little thing one day, and then a little more the next day, and a little more the next day, and before you know it, heaven forbid. And now, they don't want to see this. This Chazal saw it very clearly. And that's why in Masechta Ovis it states, Al tamin bi'atzmecho adyei meisecho. Do not trust in yourself until the day of your death. And it brings a case of Yechonim Kein Godel. There was someone who was a Kein Godel for 80 years. He was 80 years old. And after that, he turned to atheism. In other words, a person is never free of the Yetzer Hara, as from the minute he comes into this world until he leaves this world. And the Yetzer Hara is a great warrior. Therefore, a man has a war on his hands as long as he's alive. People sometimes think, once I retire, it'll be easier. Yeah. No, it's the same war. See? A person has a war on his hands. The only time he's free from this is Yemeshecho. You leave this world, then you're free. That's why actually the Gemara calls when someone dies, it says Neach Nafshe. He rested. Then you can rest. And if someone doesn't believe it, is all you have to look at what goes on in the world. And this has gone on in the world already for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. They are consumed with murdering each other. This is the world. And for what? This is the Yetzer Mechadesh. What also we see from here is the Yetzer Hara has all types of weapons in his bag. He doesn't necessarily come all the time with conventional warfare. He's a machadish. And that's why we see individuals and entire generations swing through different types of directions. For example, you'll see there was a time when the world becomes very materialistic. This was in the 20s in America, before the great crash, and so forth. Maybe now very materialistic, as all that counts is that you have a lot of money, you have a big home, you have a lot of cars, and so forth and so on. And there the Yetzer Hara is driving them for that. He's putting the carrot in front of the donkey. And he leads them right to destruction. From there they go to the casinos, and to the gambling, and to the alcohol, and to the drugs, and to the adultery, and everything else. And broken people, and broken families, finished. Leads to mafia, and murder, and so forth. Then you'll see sometimes the world swings just the opposite. When it's not interested in materialism. The whole swings of socialism and communism was because they were directly opposed to materialism and to capitalism. The idea that there's too much emphasis is being placed on wealth. And there should not be wealthy people and poor people in the world. There should be an equal distribution of wealth. And the idea is a good idea. It's of a social nobility. But the Yetzer Hara feeds on it. It feeds them on it. To the point where we saw what communism did, socialism did. Then it'll come with a different trend. That is superiority. That no, all people should not be equal. But also, materialism is not everything in the world. Some people are born superior to others. So this comes to, heaven forbid, Holocaust, ethnic cleansing, whatever you want to call it. Empire building and destroys the world. And so on. There are times when the Yetzer Hara comes with the magic and the enormous power of science. In there lies the secrets of the world and success. So we've gone through scientific eras. That the scientists have become the gods. Then it can bring religion to the world. What can be wrong with religion? We see where the Yetzer Hara capitalizes on it. Some of the greatest wars in history were religious wars. Some of the greatest wars fought against Israel were religious wars. And we're seeing it again now. All of your writers are starting to write about the rise of Islam in the world. This is based on the religious concept. Here, you take a concept. These concepts by themselves are very good concepts. But the Yetzer Hara, Satan, gets a hold of it, and he knows how to be macharish, b'chol yom v'yom. He holds the carrot in front of the donkey, and they follow. The Crusaders was a religious wars. Were religious wars. And then he has to be macharish, because after a while, people will get fed up with that. See, he'll come with just the opposite, atheism. And you can create an atheistic nation. With everything that goes with it. And if it's an atheistic nation, there's no conscience. There are no laws. There's no one to be responsible to. And so on, and so on. This is what is meant when it states, he comes with new moves and new directions all of the time. Now, we must make it clear that we are not referring here to the nature of man which God created. That's not the Yetzer Hara. Kodesh Baruch Hu created man with a nature in which there are normal emotions and normal desires. That's not the Yetzer Hara, heaven forbid. That's all referred to as Tzorche Haguf, that's necessary for the human being. Tzorche Odom. That's necessary for life. If a man was created without an appetite, he wouldn't eat. And even if he would eat without an appetite, it wouldn't do for the body what it's supposed to. So that's not the power of Ra. What the power of Ra is where the Yetzer Hara comes into the man and he drives the man to Taivas Shiseres, Ritzene Shiseres, where he drives him to have desires for that, not what is necessary for the body. Not only it's unnecessary for the body, but it's destructive for the body. It utilizes his emotions to drive man not for that which the heart should drive him to, which he was created with for goodness, but to drive him to things which are not only not necessary, but actually they're destructive. This is what we're referring to. This is the Yetzer Hara. And he drives man until he can fulfill his task, if he's able to. If man will not stand up against him until he can fulfill his task, and that's to destroy man completely. Now, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Lamed Omal Aleph, Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Bini, Rabbi Shmuel said, my son, Impoga Bocha Manuvel Zeh, if this Manuvel means someone that's very despicable and disgusting, and this is how he refers to the Yetzer Hara. He says, if this Manuvel confronts you, Moshkehu Lebeis HaMedrash, bring him into the Beis HaMedrash. Bring him to the yeshiva. Sit down and learn with him. Im evenhu nimoach. If he's made of stone, the Torah will melt him. Im barzelhu, if he's made of iron, the Torah will break him. As it states, shenemar halo kol dvorai ko'esh num Hashem. My words, Hashem says, are like fire, ukipati shefeitze tselo, and like the hammer that breaks the rock. We see here, firstly, he said, if you're confronted with the Yetzer Hara, bring him into the Beis HaMedrash. Secondly, we see that the Yetzer Hara is compared to a stone and to iron. Why is it compared to these two objects? The Maral says it's actually, we're referring to two Yetzer Haras. The Chazal tell us that a person was created with two Yetzer Haras. There is what is known as the Yitzra de Erva and the Yitzra de Aved Zora. The Yitzra de Erva, that's what the Yetzer Hara takes the person's natural physical desires and he entices him to follow those physical desires, to be driven to those physical desires, not for what is good and pure for the body, but to destruction. That's the Yitzra de Erva. Then there's the Yitzra de Aved Zora. Aved Zora is a chait which is not physical. That's the Yitzra Hora that goes into the heart of man and into the seichel, the mind of man. And it takes all of the powers of the heart and the powers of the mind, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man, in order to pursue that what is good for man. And it entices man with these powers, so he will be driven by the powers of the heart. That's, for example, there's love and there's hatred and there's anger and there's envy and there's jealousy and so forth. And the powers of the mind, the intellect, the intelligence, the quest for honor, and drives him to pursue that which is not good for man. So one is called the Yitzra, the Erva, and the other is called the Yitzra, the Aved Zora. So the Maral says, the Yitzra, the Erva, that is compared to an evan, a stone, because that deals with physical man, and physical man was created from the earth, and the earth is made of stone. It's made of earth and stone, and the stone is similar to the physical man, because physical man has no speech or movement or thought in it. For example, once the life, the breath of life, and the soul leave physical man, states it goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, physical man is left here and he becomes silent and immovable. But not immovable, he's silent without any movement. And this is a stone. So the Yitzra de Erva is referred to as a stone. The Yitzra de Aved Zora, which enters the heart and the mind, it's the heart and the mind. And this is the Nefesh Adam. And this is the intellect, the seichel of the Adam. That's what drives man. The physical body does not drive man, it's driven. What drives man is the life which was imbued, he was imbued with, and the intellect. This drives man. He says, Barzel, iron, is the symbol of something which drives. Because what do you make from Barzel? From iron you make all types of tools or weapons. That is what is known as the that which is strong and to drive. So therefore, it states that he said, bring the Yetzer Hara into the Beis HaMedrash and learn Torah with them. And on the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my Torah is like fire and it's like a hammer. It'll melt the stone and it'll break the iron. In this way, well, actually it says Even hu nimuach u'barzu hu mepeitzitz. We could say it the other way, but the pasuk doesn't say it that way. Now, and the Yetzer Hara is mechadish b'chol yom. He renews. He creates. He's creative all of the time. See, it won't come at the person the same way all of the time. And it depends on the nature of the person. Some people have very strong physical passions and desires, so he will utilize them. Other people have stronger desires of their heart, so he will utilize them. Other people have a very driving intellect, he will use that. He's creative. Now, what did he mean, though, that you should learn Torah with him? Bring him in the Beis HaMedrash. Shlema HaMelech, King Solomon, said in Mishle, Chofei, Posuk Chof Aleph, Im Rav Sona'acho, Hachilehu Lech Lochem, Im Tzomei, Hashkehu Mayim. If Sona'acho, the hated one, your enemy, he calls him an enemy, if your enemy is hungry, feed him bread. If he's thirsty, feed him, give him water to drink. Vashem Yishalem Loch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay you, Al Trikre Yishalem Loch. So the Chazal say, do not read it as he will pay you, Ela Yashli Menu Lecha. He will make you, he will satisfy you. If the Yetzer Hara is hungry, now, the Yetzer Hara, we said, is the opposite of something which is a metzius, totality. That means that he's always lacking. And this is the way he can drive man. He goes into man and he gives man the impression that he's lacking. Man, you should have another car, you should have a bigger house, you should have better clothing, you should have a better job, you should have more money, you should have a more beautiful wife, and on and on and on. Or with the mind, he comes with the strategy and the ability to make man feel that he is not in totality. When a person is lacking, so there is a quest, he searches for it, he seeks it. So these are pangs of hunger and thirst. Shlema HaMelech said, Imrov ato, if you're hungry. Now this is referring to hunger represents the physical body. Feed him lechem, feed him bread. The Chazal say that Torah is referred to as bread. Why? Because Torah is just the opposite. Torah brings shlemus to the person. It brings totality to the person. It brings fullness to the person. When a person learns and he walks away, he feels full. Sometimes a person, he'll drink and he wants more to drink. So feed him lechem. Im tzomehu, if you're thirsty. But I'll say thirst basically is not related that much to the physical body, it's related more to the nefesh. In Tanakh it always says ki nefesh someh, that his nefesh, that what he, his life in him needs water. So this is referring to the other Yetzirah. The Yetzirah that goes into the heart of man. Then feed him, bring him also to Torah. Feed him water. Torah is compared to water. Torah is compared to bread and is compared to water because it totally satisfies a person, because it brings him a totality. And then Hashem Yishalem Loch, Hashem Yashlimenu Loch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will satisfy you. What the Chazal is telling us is the Yetzirah and the Satan, they create a vacuum in man. As we mentioned, that they're just contrary to what the Bria, what the creation was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created man, he created him as a total creation. They create a vacuum in man. The fact is they're out to destroy this creation. So by entering into man, man feels an emptiness, a voidness, a vacuum. And because of that, he wants to fill it. This is the natural response. So how does he fill it? So the Yetzirah utilizes his natural powers of pursuit to drive him to fill it, not with that will actually fill the vacuum, but actually with that could destroy himself. The Vilna Gaon writes in his letter to his family, he says, don't pursue worldly goods. Why? Because it's like drinking water which is salty. That the person is drinking it to quench his thirst, and it's only making him more thirsty all of the time. It's interesting because they say that on Coca-Cola. They say that on Coca-Cola they developed something that they can put in Coca-Cola that tastes wonderful, but at the same time makes you more thirsty. So you drink it to quench your thirst, but it only makes you more thirsty all of the time. Person drinks water. The Yetzirah tells him, what water? What is that? Say, what is that? There's no color to it. There's no kick to it. There's no taste to it. Say, drink better Coca-Cola. Drink something else. If he would drink the water, he wouldn't be thirsty anymore. So one person drinks water, he has one or two glasses, he's fine. The other people at the table are drinking the Coca-Cola, they're sweating, and you see the liters of Coca-Cola, they're going through. And they tell you how wonderful it is. So this is the sort. He makes a person, he creates a vacuum, just the opposite of what the person is. So the person starts to want more and more, and meanwhile he's drinking salty water. The more he takes of it, the more thirsty he becomes. On the other hand, if he fills himself with Torah, now the Yetzirah was the evil, and the Yetzirah is the vacuum. There is nothing which has such totality and such goodness that lacks nothing as Torah. Then Moshkei le Beis HaMedrash, bring him in the Beis HaMedrash, and you will not feel the vacuum anymore. You will not feel the emptiness. Hashem Yashlimenu Lecha Loch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you satisfied. And then further, the Gemara brings in Avodah Zarah Daf Hei Amud Beis, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rebbeinu, Ashreichem Yisrael. How fortunate is Israel, Bisman Shem Eiskim Betorah Begmilas Chasodim Yetzron Mosul Biyodon. When Israel goes and they occupy themselves with Torah or with Gemilas Chesed, doing goodness to others, then the Yetzer is in their hands. They can control the Yetzer. Belehei Mesurim Biyad Yetzron, and they are not in the hands of the Yetzer. See, here is the same thing. Why Gemilas Chesed? Because Gemilas Chesed is also the ultimate of goodness. Actually, the Torah, when one studies the Torah, he is he is bonding with himself with the goodness which comes to him through his intellect. When one does gemilas chesed, and chesed is considered the ultimate of goodness because you do goodness for others, stok of a chesed. See, he's bonding himself with the ultimate of goodness that comes through the physical body, because these are the physical acts. And then this fills himself, and no longer is there the vacuum, the emptiness. There's a totality, and the Yetzer Hara is snuffed out. And that's why Yetzer Moslem Yodon, the Yetzer Hara is in our hands, not we are in his hands. This is a summary of what the Yetzer Hara is, what his task is, what his ability is, what his power is, and what his great tshuka is, his great passion is. And man must be on guard, where it says that Elecho tshukose vatotim shobo. He, his greatest passion is you, but you can conquer him. This is man's war. The Maral tells us that even though that there can be nothing more ra, as we saw, more evil than the Yetzer Hara, this is if we look at him independently. We look at the Sotan, at the Yetzer Hara independently. It's the ultimate of ra, of evil. And he's called the Sene, the enemy, and so forth and so on. But if we look at the Yetzer Hara together in as part and parcel of the whole order of creation, then not only is he necessary, but he's the ultimate of goodness. And this is what the Medrash tells us in Medrash Rabbah Bereishis Perek Tes. Vayara Hashem is kol asher oso vihine tov viod. On the sixth day of creation, Hashem saw everything that he made, and he said, it's tov miod, it's very good. Rav Nachman bar Shmuel b'shem Rav Huna said, tov ze yetzer tov. What does it mean, tov miod? Tov refers to the yetzer tov. Tov miod, very good, refers to the yetzer hara. Calls the Yetzer Hara not only good but very good. So the Medrash asks, "V'chi Yetzer Hara tov mi'od?" How can you call the Yetzer Hara very good? That's more. No, she'ilule Yetzer Hara. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not place the Yetzer Hara in the order of creation, then we would have to rely merely on our natural powers and to guide them with our seichel. How many times do we know we should eat and we're hungry, but we have something that we consider more important to do? But how many times do we know that maybe we should work and we should make some more money, but something we want to do better? So the Medrash says, "Ilula Yetzer Hara." If we did not have the help of the Yetzer Hara, lebono oram bayis, men would not go out of their ways to build homes. Lehaili lenosa isha, they wouldn't go out of their ways necessarily to get married. Lehaili bonim, they would not necessarily go out of their ways to raise families. They wouldn't even go out of their ways many times to build businesses. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants a business in the world. You need a hypermarket in the world. Otherwise, where will people buy goods? So they'll say, look, that headache is not for me. That headache is not for me. By me, it's good enough. I'll have a little shop in the corner and finished. So you had to put the Yetzer Hara in the world. And then the Yetzirah comes to the person and gives him a whole story, and all of a sudden next morning he's up to making plans for a hypermarket. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu got what he wanted. And this is what Shlem HaMelech said, V'ri'isi es hakol ki hu kinas ish merehu. Shlem HaMelech said that if you examine the world, we were speaking about the Yetzirah when it gets out of control, and you see a world like we see today, where they destroy millions of people. But if you examine a lot of the good in the world that was built, the motivation was kinas ishrehu. The motivation was where one envied the other. That was the motivation that gave it the push. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed the Yetzirah to give man that extra push that he needs. And therefore he said, Vayara Hashem, he saw the entire Bria and it was very good. The Tov was the Yetzer Tov, the power that pushes man to do good. The Tov Mi'od, the very good, was the power that pushes man to do evil. But how can it be? Individually, if you isolate it, it's totally evil. But if it's placed in together with the order of the Bria and it's used properly, then it's Tov Mi'od. It's like you take a spice, which you eat it alone, they can certain spices, nothing tastes worse if you eat it alone. But if you put it in the entire food, in the entire Michael, oh, it makes the whole food differently. This is what the Yetzirah was. So therefore it's brought that man is not allowed to destroy his Yetzirah. He's not allowed to push it away totally. And that's why it states Yetzer. This is in Masechta Smachos. Yetzer, Smol Deche, V'yamin Mekarevus. The Yetzer, you have to keep at a distance with one hand, but at the same time, put your arm around him with the other hand. It says the right arm you should put around him. You need him. You need him. But at the same time, you got to keep your left hand on guard, because the minute you show a little friendliness to him, he'll jump on you. See? But you're not allowed to destroy him and to push him away totally. This perhaps, it reminds me, maybe this was the meaning of it, where it says, Moshkeh le Beis HaMedrash. It didn't say if you meet this maneuver, he said, this despicable character, he didn't say run to the Beis HaMedrash. He said Moshkehu le Beis HaMedrash, take him with you into the Beis HaMedrash. I once heard, this was from Rav Goldwich, Zichreinu Baruch Hu. He heard this from Rav Futner, Zichreinu Baruch Hu, who told him that he had heard this, or Futner had heard this, from the Rebbetzin of Reb Yitzel Blazer. That was Reb Yitzchok Petterberger, one of the Talmidim, of one of the great Talmidim of Reb Yisrael Salanter, who was the Rav in St. Petersburg. What did he hear? He says that when it came Elul one time, so a group of the Talmidim of Yisrael Salanter decided, this was in Vilna, they decided that for Elul, we have to prepare for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we have to be very careful. We have to start making all kind of cheshbon hanefesh and be careful of what we say and what we do and so forth and so on. So they decided, look, we won't learn in the big Beis HaMedrash anymore. We'll find a little shtibel somewhere way out, and there we will learn for Elul. And there we'll isolate ourselves, so we'll be able to be much more careful than what we do. So they went. When Yisrael heard about it, he decided he'll go visit the shtibel to see what's happening. So he went. When he came back, they asked him, what did you see? His colleagues. So he said, Lishma Gizem, Torech Nishgizem. They wanted to learn, they went there because they wanted to learn Torah Lishma, He will learn Torah in its ultimate purity. So he answered them, ultimate purity I saw. Torah I didn't see. That's what he told them. See, they wanted to learn Torah Lishma, Torah in its ultimate purity. He said, I saw the ultimate purity, but I didn't see Torah. In other words, they had eliminated any Yetzer Hara whatsoever from the learning of Torah. One cannot eliminate Yetzer Hara from his life, but even from Avedis Hashem. It states when you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says Bechol Levavecha, with all of your hearts. It states B'shtei Levavos, both hearts. That means the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. If you eliminate any Yetzer Hara, even from Torah learning, that Torah we're learning will lack the motivation it should have, it'll lack the enjoyment it should have, it'll lack the taste that you should have. It's like someone eating something. When he eats it, and at the same time he enjoys it, it's a much healthier eating than if he eats something and he has no feelings of enjoyment. So that's what Rabbi Yisrael said. He says, Lishmoach Chizen, I saw the purity, I saw the Shem Shemayim, of the Torah Nisgizen, but I didn't see Torah. So that's what he said. If in Pogaboy, if you run into the Yetzer Hara, he says, don't run away from him into the Beis HaMedrash. Take him by the hand and by the collar. Moshcheu le-Beis HaMedrash. Bring that Kayach into the Beis HaMedrash. And utilize that force for your learning of Torah. These are some of the principles when it comes to the power of the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, the Malach HaMavos.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.